Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Mem Beis, and we continue here in the fifth parak, in parak HaLokeach Min HaNachtom, and today's shir, and this Masechta shir is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for their sponsorship. So, we are busy discussing the case of trying to be mafish everything together, and issues of the order, and we only have to be mafresh certain items, but you need the background of other hafrashos in order to be mafresh what you need to be mafresh. Like, you don't want to just want to be mafresh shumas meiser, but you can't do that without designating meiser rishon. So therefore, you have to figure out a way to designate meiser rishon and that shumas meiser. And as we said, the mishnayos in this parak form the basis, part of it, from the basis for halacha lemaisa. When we're mafresh, this is the nusach we use. We said Echem Meshish Kana Reis Besadza Meiser. That's the Lashon Halacha LaMaisa that we use. So we are up to Gemara on Mem Aleph Amabez, three lines from the bottom. So we just discussed Machlokes Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi about the order. Right? We notice why in the Mishnah is the order is Chala in the middle, where it says that you're supposed to be Mafresh. We say Meiser Rishon, Chala, and Meiser Sheni. That is the order that our Mishnah has, where you want to be mafresh them all together. So why is Chala in the middle? Shouldn't it be Chala be first? Chala is like Truma. We mentioned yesterday the Mishnah in Arla, that Chala and Truma and Bikurim, they're all racist, they're all mitztarif to each other. So shouldn't Chala be first? So the Gemara has two deos, whether in the name of Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, right? Both in the name of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yonah said that, no, Chala is in its own world. Chala is not in the Seder HaHafrashos, even though we have the Seder, the order mentioned in Sefer Shmos, but Chala is separate, because as we know, Chala, the Chiyuv of Chala doesn't kick in like all the other ones. Like all the other ones, we have Onas HaMaisrus, and that's where you have Truma and Maisrus and Maisr Rishon and Maisr Sheni. Chala goes by the Gilgal HaIsa. Chala is usually much, much later. After you bring the grain into your house and you grind it and you add water, so that's when the Chiyuv of Chala kicks in. So Chala is not in the regular order. So that's Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Zeira. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, just don't take the Mishnah as it says, right? The Mishnah's Lavdafka. Right? And the Mishnah means, you know, put Chala in the front also. Okay, so that's what we just said. What about, does that apply by Demai? Right, we learned earlier, back on Daf Yud Aleph from Abayz, that the Seder is in Ma'aki by Demai anyway. Right, so that's a kasha on the Reb Yossi, in the name of Reb Zeira. So the Gemara said, Tani, we have a Tosefta that says, even Bevadai, we have this discussion. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Me'ata, on kasha on Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, who says that there is a specific order, that the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, and really Chala is supposed to be first. Chala is supposed to be first, and then the other ones. So we're going to go with the girsa of the Maharafulda here. The Maharafulda's girsa. Me'ata lo tehe chala chayeves b'maisrus. Then chala should not be chayev in maisrus. U'maisrus yihiyu chayev b'chala. Right? Shekol hakodem es chaveiru, chaveir mes chayev ba. This is the principle that we had back in Meseches Peah, towards the beginning, Daf Tesvav, where anything earlier in the Hafrasha is not Chayiv in the later Hafrasha. Meaning, I'm supposed to think of Truma. Truma, I don't have to take Maaser Sheni off of Truma. Right? Because Maaser Sheni is later in the order. So once I take off Truma, I'm done. I don't have to be Mafrish any of the later Hafrashos on what's supposed to be taken off earlier. So here, says the Gemara, if it's true, according to Reb Yossi in the name of Reb Zeira, that Chal is supposed to be first, so then, why should our Mishnah sounds like you have to take off the Maisrus even from Chala? Right, that's what it sounds like, because that's what's the 1/100th, or all the percentages were from the Chala too. Right, and therefore, why is it that Chala is Chayevis and Maisrus? It shouldn't be. The other way, yes. Maisrus yihiyu chayavin b'chala, because chala is earlier. So why is that? If it's earlier, the rule, as we said back in Maseches Peah, that anything earlier on the list, on the order of Afrasha, is not going to be chayiv in a later Afrasha. So Gemara answers, we'll go with this way of reading the Gemara, that the following is an answer. V'tani Kain, we learned in another brisa of the following. Ha'osa isa beit minatevel. The answer is going to be that you're right, if there's a usual order, so then you don't have to do the afrasha. But what if you didn't do the afrasha in the normal way, and now you have both of them to do at the end of your process? Usually, chala is much later. Chala is in a separate world. But here, you have tevel, and you're doing challah, and shumas meiser, and meiser rishon, and meiser sheni. So that changes the factors. V'tani kein, ha'osa isa min ha'tevel, bein shiktim challah l'shuma, bein shiktim shuma l'challah, masha asa. So whatever you did, whatever order you do is fine. But challah lo te'achel l'chiyotzi l'shuma, shuma lo te'achel l'chiyafesh min ha'alei challah. So therefore, because you didn't do it in the normal order, so that's why you have to be mafresh each from each. Right, and that's what the Mahara folder says on top. Delagabi Isa Shekfar Bas Chiyuva Nami Lachala Eina Truma Mugdemislo. If you're ready, you didn't take anything off, and now you already have Gilgal Isa. So now everything is Bechuyiv and everything, so then things are changed. Laficha Lotokal Achiyavish Lachala, and then you have to be mafresh each one from the other one. Fine. So the Gemara says now, what about according to Rabbi Yonah? Rabbi Yonah said the order is not ma'akev. We said, right, the order is not ma'akev. It says chala in the middle, but chala is ein bo mishum bal ta'acher. So if chala, if the order is not ma'akev, so why does the Mishnah have it in the middle? Right, the Mishnah puts it in the middle. First you do the ma'aser rishon, and then you do the chala, then you do the ma'aser sheni. So why is that? Again, Rabbi Yonah said chala ein bo mishum bal ta'acher, as we said, because it's really usually at a different time. So vilama kadma rishon. So why in our Mishnah, where the Seder is Nama Akiv, according to Rabbi Yonah, why would the Mishnah put Maaser Rishon before Chala? Mibnei Shekadma LaGoren. It puts Maaser Rishon first, because usually the Chiv of Maaser kicks in earlier. Right, kicks in the Goren. In the source, when I have the pile, I have Meruach, and I bring it into the house. So that's when I'm already Chayef. That's why you put the Maaser Rishon first, before the Chala, because that's usual first. The Gemara says, okay, so Maaser Sheni is also. So all the Maisers, sir, are then. So if you want to say, oh, usually it's first, so Maiser Sheni should also go first. Amar of Mitanya, Bidin Haya should take them Chala Lako. Really, Chala should be first. Right? Chala should be first, because Chala is called Reishis Ariso Sechem. Right? The first, right? Chala is like Truman, Chala is like Bikurim. But Balamakan Marisha, why do you put Maaser Rishon first? Mibresha Khan Malagorin. Because Vikasiv Boratius. Because Maaser Rishon also has a ratius associated with it. The Chumas Maaser inside of it. So since Maaser Rishon has ratius and it's earlier in the Goren, so it goes before Chala, which only has ratius and is not earlier in the Goren. Sheni Ava Bishakan Malagorin in Kazava Ratius. But Sheni, Maaser Sheni, even though it is earlier, right, the Chiyuv kicks in the Goren, out in the field, but it's not, there's nothing racious about Maaser Sheni. Yes, it has Kedusha, according to some Tanaim, right? Mamun Gavoa, Mamun Hedyot, it has that element, which is different than the Maaser Rishon and the others, but still, that's not good enough to put it earlier in our list. So that's why, yeah, Maaser Rishon first in the list. Again, you have to take off all the afreshes now. So the Gemara is just trying to figure out why does the Mishnah say the order that it does. Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon has a rishis associated with it, the Chumas Maaser in it, and it's Kadma LaGoren, and the Chiyuv kicks in early in the process while it's still in the field. Then we have Chala, which is called rishis. Then we have Maaser Sheni, which is not racious, even though it's kadma la gorin. Generally, we try to do the hafrashos in the way that the Torah demanded it, and it's the good thing to do, right? That the Gemara in Brachas reflects that to us. The Gemara in Brachas in two places. The one on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis talks about earlier generations and later generations. So you know what? Let's do the other one first. Brachas Daf Lamed. Brachas Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Chafam and Aleph, the Gemara there, the Gemara in Brachas wonders, why is it, let's read the Lashon, Amale Rav Papa Labaya, Maishna Rishon im Disrachash Lehu Nisa, Maishna Anad, Elom Disrachash Lehu Nisa. Why do the earlier generations have Nisim and not us? This is talking about the Amorim. But Nisim, were there Nisim Gluyim then? It was, there were events that they recognized were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's call it that. So why were the earlier generations Zocha? Because after all, it says Rav Papa to Abaya, late Amoraim, Imishum Tinuya, is it because they learn more than us? That's not true. Bishnei de Rav Yehuda, Kulei Turiya ben Ezekin Avi, in the years of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Right? Rav Yehuda, he was an early Amora. So in the days of Rav Yehuda, all they learned was Nezikin. V'yanan kamasdir and shisa sidre. We learn all six sedarim. All six sedarim we have yeshivas. V'chiyavimati, Rav Yehuda b'uksin, and yet, when Rav Yehuda, doesn't mean they didn't learn it at all, it means that was their focus. Because here it says, Rav Yehuda learning uksin. Uksin's not in the Zikin. So it says, when he started learning uksin, Ahishakovej, Yarapekadir, Vamilaz, Shakasha, Betafrem Torim, Amr, Havayas, the Rav Shwoka, Chazina Hacha. Rav Yehuda used to say, it's difficult. I don't understand these Mishnayos. V'yanan kamasidim b'uksin, b'tleisa mesivta. And we learn uksin in 13 yeshivas. We have 13 uksin yeshivas. Right? So why is it that we learn a lot more? V'ilu Rav Yehuda, and yet when Rav Yehuda, when there was a drought, ki avishalav chan mesane, he started taking off his shoes in order to, you know, daven for the rain. He was about to, he takes off one shoe and starts pouring. He didn't even daven yet. And Asi Mitra. V'yanan, and we come in Sarina Nafshin, and we daven and scream all day. And V'lo come in Safchina, V'les the Mashkechlon, and nobody listens. Right, so our papa asked that to Abaya. So Abaya answered, they had Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. That was his answer. Mesiris Nefesh. Kamai have become Master Nafshaya, Kedushas Hashem, Anan lo come Master Nafshaya, Kedushas Hashem. Whatever that means. Whatever that means, that Abaya says that in his door they weren't Moser Nefesh for Torah. Okay, but either way, that's one Gemara about early generations and later generations. 15 blot later, Brachis Bavli Daflamid Hei, that's the one that has to do with us. Right, the Gemara says, Amar Abba Barachan, Amar B'Yochanan, Mishun Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Re'eh Shloka Doris HaRishonim Doris HaAchronim. Right, the earlier generations are not like the later generations. Doris HaRishonim, Asu, Tarasa, it's really three. There's two versions over here. Asu, Tarasa, Kevam, Lachan, Arai. They had their Torah Kavua. Zevazen, Eskaima, Biyadan. Tarasa, Achronim, Shazum, Lachan, Kevo, Tarasa, Arai. Zubazu, Lon, Eskaima, Biyadan. Okay, also not related to us. The third one is related to us. Here we go. Says the Rabbi Bachana, Amar Biyachim, Rabbi Yudu, Bar Eloi, Bo, Reish, Loka, Doras, Arishonim, Doras, Achronim, Doras, Arishonim, Hayu, Machnisin, Peiroseyen, Derech, Traximon, the earlier generations took their chumas and maizrus and grain in the normal way. They brought it into the front door. They did meruach. They had riyas pnei abayas. They had all the conditions that we're going to talk about, Beth Shem and Seder's Rahim, all the conditions for chiyav of chumas and maizrus in order to put themselves into a situation where they're mechuyav and chumas and maizrus, and they have to do what they have to do. Doras ha'achronim, machnisen peiroseyan, dera gagos, dera chatzeros, dera karpifos. And what do? We try to do everything we can to get out of the chiyuv of mitzvahs, right? We take it through the roof. We take it through the skylight. Kedei lepatron min ha-maiser, in order to prevent the chiyuv of maisers from kicking in. Dom Reb Yanai, ein atavol mischayev b'maiser, ashi yirah p'nei abayis, shnemer b'yartikol shnei abayis, Reb Yochanan, afilu chatzar kovas, without getting into the details right now. But what do you see from there? The early, the appropriate behavior is to allow basically nature to take its course, to try to put myself into a situation of mitzvahs. So if normally, chumas and maestros, as we're talking about here, all of the seder ha-hafrasha happens in a certain way, I'm not supposed to try to prevent that. I'm not supposed to try to get out of the situation of mitzvahs. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't only look at the, right, what one might say, what do you mean? I'm not chayev. I'm using the system. You know, what's the problem? It's true. If you take your tefuah through the window, this is the halacha. Yeah, but does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want you to do that? Right? Putting yourself into a situation in mitzvos, that is something that halacha looks upon in a certain way. We learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, remember the Gemara, the end of the first parak of Sota, right? And but the Bavli, Moshe Rabbeinu, why do I want to go into Hashem? Let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu begs. Dorash Rav Simloi, B'pnei Man Nisav Moshe Rabbeinu Likarnes L'Eretz Yisrael, V'chilecho Mipir Yehud Tzarech. You heard there's great restaurants? O Lesboa Mituva Hutzarech. Right, where does that lesson come from? Right, the Alamichya. Right, this Boa Mituva, spoke about the Bach, about the Kedusha of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go in so much? Ela Kach Omar Moshe, Harbe Mitzvos Nisavu Yisrael, V'ein Miskaimin Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of mitzvos that I can't do out here. I'm Pater, I'm Ones, I don't need a Ptur. I don't want a Ptur, I want to do them. Right, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to do all the mitzvahs. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum atem avakesh el kabal schar, ma'alini alecha gilu asitem. You want the schar for them? I'll consider it as if you did it. Which is part of a larger issue about doing mitzvahs for schar. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do the mitzvahs. To get the schar for the mitzvahs. Every line here is crucial. Anyway, so he continues about the mitzvos, hatluyos, Mitzvah Tzvaritz. Why does the Gemara say Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Forget the mitzvahs, Hamaskaimos openly there. That is number two. So you have the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf. You have the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed. You have the Gemara in Sota on Daf Yudalit. All about putting ourselves into the situation of mitzvahs. And finally, and then we'll get back to our Mishnah, finally the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph. Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Aleph. Where the Gemara talks about the angels. The angels. The Gemara says, the Malacha Ashkechidr of Katina. One time, Malachim came to Rav Katina. The Michsi Sadina. That was wearing at some type of sheet on. That type of Sadina. Right? A sheet that didn't have tzitzis on them. Didn't have tzitzis on it. Amar Lei, the Malachim say, Katina, Katina, Sadina Bakaita Vesarbala Vesisva, Tzitzis Shotcheles Mateele. Where are your tzitzis? Why are you wearing tzitzis? You're wearing a baguette that's, I don't know, maybe it didn't have four corners, maybe it didn't have, it wasn't made of the material, but, you know, why are you wearing tzitzis? Amar Lei, Anishtu A'asei. You're getting upset. He says to the Malachim, I'm not wearing a four-corner garment that's chayav in tzitzis. What are you getting so upset about? What, I'm being mevatel? I'm not being mevatel a mitzvah. Well, wearing a four-corner garment without putting on tzitzis on it, right? So, Anishtu A'asei. Is that what, right? I'm not mechuyev. Right, right. Hentalis, Rashi says there, Hentalis de sadin u de sarbala u mayich basle. Right, what are you upset about? Tosos, there in Menachos, Anishtu A'asei, ki hai de'ein adam chayev liknos talis ha'mechuyav im einlo. Right, I'm not talking about an asei that a bitul asei, Tosva says. Asei gomor afil bezer shalmata imakonoso. It's not sukkah. It's not the, but this is a mitzvah rishus. So what are you getting upset about? Amar lei, so the Malachim answer, Rav Katina, bizman de'ika rischa anshinan. At a time of divine anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks. That's the litmus tests. Right? Not just if you did the mitzvahs that you have to do. Did you put yourself into the situation of mitzvahs in order to be chayav in mitzvahs? Bizman de'ika rischa anshinan. That is the Gemara. So again, and some say it's midah keneged midah. If we go out of our way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go out of our way, his way, lefnei mishur hadin for us. But again, that's also an important Gemara about tzitzis, and again, putting ourselves into situations of mitzvahs. The Pesach Sheni Jews, Lama Nigara, where you could have that whole discussion about they were putter, and they also wanted to take part in the world of mitzvos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Mishnah. Lachabetza, we have this Mishnah alluded to already, mentioned on yesterday's daf. So this Mishnah also, if you remember, is about Tevel. Right? It's not about Demai, which the last Mishnah was about. If you want to do many afrashes, but it's about Tevel. How do you know that? From the first line. Harotz al-afresh, Truma. Truma. Truma gadola. There. The Amiyaras take off Truma. So it must be that we're talking about Tevel. So Harotz al-afresh, Truma, Truma's Meister ke'echad. A person has Tevel in front of him, and he wants to, doesn't want to have to measure out each time. I want to just designate a certain amount right now, and that'll be good for everything. I want to do the Truma and the Trumas Meiser, which is what we do today. Right? We do everything in one hafrasha, one designation. So what does the person do? So I wrote, Salafet Truma, Trumas Meiser, Ke'echad. I want to take off my Truma and Trumas Meiser. I want to designate them as one. So what do I do? Notel. Notel doesn't here mean to actually take, but it means to designate, to mark off. Notel, Echad, Mishloshim, Vishloshim, Vishlish. 1/33 and 1/3. Which basically means 3/100. How do you get 3/100? Right? 2/100 is Truma, right? That's 1/50, as we'll learn. And 1/100 is Truma's Meiser. Right? So 3/100 from this is gonna ultimately go to the Kohen to be Truma. Truma and Truma's Meiser. Again, 2/100 is Truma, and 1/100 is Truma's Meiser, right? Because it's Meiser Rishon is 10%, and it's one, and then it's 10% of that, so it's one one hundred. So altogether 3/100, but the Mishnah says that as 1/33 and 1/3. So I mark off what's supposed to be my ultimate truma, v'yomer, and I say the following formula. Echad mimea mimashi yeshkan, right? 1/100 from what I have here, that's ultimately going to be the Trumas Meiser. 1/100 from what I have here, harezeh betzad zechulin. Right? What's next to it? But this is chulin for right now. For right now, this 1/100 is going to be chulin. Vishar truma al hakol. And the rest of what's next to it in this 3/100 that I designated, 1/100 is chulin for now. The other 2/100 is going to be truma. Right? Truma's first. That's what I did. Vashar Truma Lakol. And now, Umeya Chulin Sheyeshkan. And now, getting back to the 100th that I designated already as Chulin, Hare Zeh Betzadze Meiser. What's next to it is Meiser Rishon. Vishar Meiser Samachlo. Right? Or it is part of the Meiser Rishon, and the 9/10 is next to it. Zesha Asisi Meiser, Asi Chumas Meiser Alav. The first little part that I designated is the Chumas Meiser on it. So now I've designated Truma and Chumas Meiser. Vishar Chala, and the rest of this little section is Chala, I didn't add that in. I mentioned before, that's the 148th that we'll get to in Chala. That's the shear for an Achtom. Vishar Meiser Samach Lozer Shizim Meiser Meiser Oser Jumis Meiser Olav Vishar Chala U Meiser Sheni Bitzvono Badromo. And Meiser Sheni is in anywhere else in this mixture. U'mechula Alamos. You don't have to designate where that is, because you're going to switch the kedusha onto money. So it doesn't matter exactly where that is. You're not going to take that. You're not going to take that off. Good. So that is what the nusach, how we do, again, as the Rambam said at the beginning of the parak, because it has to be in an order. I can't do the Trumas Meiser until I designate it as Meiser Rishon. But I can't do that before I designate it as Truma. But I want to do it all together, so you designate a certain amount, and this is the formula that you say in order to have it done. Tani. Harod Zelia Hafer Shumas Truma. Uchumas Meiser. So again, this is a Tosefta that's similar to our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Ha'os, Haros, Halafet, Shuma, Uchumas, Meiser, V'chala, Ka'achas, basically very similar to what we just said, but let's read it. Note, Al-Kadei, Truma, Uchumas, Meiser. What do? I take the Truma, Uchumas, Meiser, V'chala, Ka'achas. I take all the amount, I designate 1/100th, that's going to be for the Uchumas, Meiser. 2/100th, that's going to be for the Truma, Gedola. And I have the 1/48, that's going to be for the Chala. So I designate all of that in a little section on the side of my, what? Remember, we haven't discussed this in a while, right? What's Chayev and Chumas and Meisers Daraisa? This hasn't come up in a long time. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas say, Dog on Tiyosh V'Yitzar. That's it. Dog on Tiyosh V'Yitzar is the only thing that's Chayev and Chumas and Meisers Daraisa. Right, that's grain and oil and wine. And the Ramban has a suffix, he discusses Al Torah. What if is it grapes and olives too? Or just oil and wine. But either way, that's Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam says, if you remember, all fruit. All fruit are chayim and shumas and maisos midaraisa. All fruit. Vegetables are for sure durabanan. That's the Gemara. Yurakos are chayim durabanan. What's not 100% clear are the rest of the fruit, and there are rayas lakan lakan. Right? There are many Gemaras that go on each side of the issue. And if you remember the Ravid, we had the Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says, holds like Rashi and Tosfos, that only but he holds like the Rambam that if you were mafresh from other fruit, there's a chalot shem chumas and maisos midaraisa. There could be a kiyum of hafrasha daraisa even without a chiyuv. That's the Ravid in the Kus of Shem in Maseches Chulin. Remember in his Sefer that he has comments on the Bala Mor's comments on the Rif. The Bala Mor and the Ravid were chavruses and they argued plenty with each other in Torah. We have a number of discussions of the Ravid and the Bala Mor. So that's all if you remember whether Chumas and Meiser is what's it Chal on Mi Da Oraisa. So again, you have all of this that you want to do. You want to do Chumas Meiser and Truma and Chala all at once. So what do you do? So Vekama Hain Echan Me Estrim. Altogether, that works out to be 1/20th. It's about 1/20th if you do the math, which is 5%. They say it's a little more than 5%. But again, what's 5%? If you add up 2% for Truma, 1% for Chumas Meiser, a little more than 2% for challah. That's 1 out of 48. So altogether, it's a little bit about 5%. It's about 1 out of 20, and that's what the Gemara says here. V'kamein echa me'asrim v'yomer. Again, similar to what we said in the Mishnah. This is the nusach. Echad mi'me'ah mi'mashi yeshkan arei hein betzadzeh chulin tevel. At 1/100th that I have here, that's chulin right now. That's chulin because I can't do the trumas meiser until I do the rest. V'od echad me'arboam v'shmona samachlo. And there's another 1/48th. That I'm putting next to this. V'yashar Truma Lakol. And the rest of this section, I already designated the Chumas Meiser and the Chala, which I'm calling Chulin now. But the rest of this is Truma. Umei HaChulin SheYeshbo. And from the Chulin that I designated in this little section, V'zesh HaSizi Chulin Tevel, Asui Meiser, V'shar Meiser Samachlo. right? As this is going to be Meiser, part of the Meiser Rishon, and the rest of the Meiser Rishon is next to it in the rest of the Tevua. V'zeh shasizi Meiser asi Trumas Meiser Olav. That first little section that I designated as Chulin is now Trumas Meiser. Meiser Sheni b'Tzvonu b'Dromo Mechulel al Hamos. And Meiser Sheni is somewhere else, and it is Mechulel on Mos. Okay. There is a question that's asked by the Ar Sameach. It's a question that's asked by the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim. The Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim. Kushya Mivueres. Don't we know in Maseches Sota and Daf Ches and elsewhere, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. Right, one is not allowed to give water to two sotos at once. V'ein matar and beiz mitzaram ke'echon, and he can't be matar two mitzaram at once. L'fi she'enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. We can't double up on mitzvahs. Not allowed to double up on mitzvahs. Why aren't you allowed to double up on mitzvahs? Right, and that's why we generally, I say, for example, at a wedding, we have separate kosos for the erusin and the nisuin. Why do we have two separate kosos? Why? Because we don't want to double up on mitzvahs. Einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We don't want to do mitzvahs in a way that you double up. What's the svara? What's the svara for it? So the Gemara talks about the Gemara talks about it by putting two brachas together also. But what's the svara? Why einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? So it's known as machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi and Sota on Daf Ches says chavilos chavilos shenire kimo shahoyu alav lamasui umemaher lafarek masao. It appears that mitzvahs are a burden. Let's double up. Let's finish this off quickly. Mitzvahs are a burden. Right, let me just use the same kos for both. Let me do two sotas at once. Let me do two mitzvahs at once. So it appears that it's a kamasa. Right, mitzvahs aren't a burden. That's Rashi. And Tosfos also says that there in Sota. Halo enos mitzvahs chavilos lekeh elisa de rid rabbanan mishum de mechsi alai kamasa. It's like a masa. That's Rashi and Tosfos in Masechta Sota. Which parenthetically is interesting, just in brackets, not our topic now. Rashi, I think, in Rosh Hashanah, on the sugya of mitzvos lahav lehenos ninu, where mitzvos are not aren't defined by their hana, Rashi says, they're not defined by hana, they're all al tzavarenu. It's a burden on our neck. Mitzvos have to be looked at. So isn't that exactly, you don't want it to be like a burden. So it could be that from the outsider, you don't want to rush through it, but we have to look at mitzvos as an ol malchus shamayim, an ol mitzvos, as we learn in the second parsha of Kriyat Shema. Okay, not for now, how do you work that sugya in? But Rashi and Tosfos, and so to say, you don't double up in mitzvos because you don't want it to appear like a burden. Tosfos and Moed Katan is a different shot, because Tosfos there is commenting on Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Right, you're not allowed to make a wedding on a yantif, and the like. So Tosfos says there, Gzeres HaKasiv, Kiddarsh LaKaman Mikra DeShlomo, like by Shlomo HaMelech, when he made the party for the Beis HaMikdash, he did not overlap with Sukkos. Ubi Yerushalmi Darish, Midechsiv Malei Shavuazos, Vatam Nirexas, Tosfos says, right, not doubling up by Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is similar to De kemoshe enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos de beinon shiyehe libo panui lemitzvah achas v'lo yifana atzmo himena. You want to give focus to every mitzvah. You want to give full kavana to every mitzvah. That's enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. It's a din in kavana. It's a din in focus. Not a din of looks like a burden. Din in focus. V'chein simcha besimcha yilibo panui. You don't want to focus on. You have simchas yantif. You have simchas chasan v'kala. You want to have separate simchas. Right, so therefore, two different svaras for enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher on Klali HaMitzvos, he has a whole 15 pages on this enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos kedarko. I'm sorry, 20 pages on this, all about the different details. But we'll just focus on how the Rachronim answer this question. Right, why here the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim and the Ar Sameach both ask, How could you do this? They quote this Yerushalmi and this Mishnah and Brisa. Chumis and Maisus, you're doing everything at once. You should have to do first Hafarash's Truma, and then Hafarash's Maisur Rishon, and then Hafarash's, and we're going to talk about the Shem on tomorrow's daf. What do you do about the bracha? You're supposed to make a bracha on Hafarash. So what do you do about the bracha? How many brachas do you make? You see the next line, which we're not going to do now. Five brachas, but anyway, the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Tumas Tsara'as. Right, the Ar Sameach on the halacha that the Rambam quotes, that ein mitarin shnei mitzarin ka'achas ve'ein osu mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So he quotes that Gemara in Sota. So ask the Ar Sameach, v'lechora, tzarech muvan. You have to understand this, the Tosefta in Maseches Brachos, which is also the Yerushalmi in Demai, right? Quotes our Yerushalmi. What about ein osu mitzvos chavilos chavilos? What do you do? So he answers, nearly borer, says the Ar Sameach. Tahachte ein osu mitzvos chavilos lo nema, rak al mitzvos shebegufo. Mitzvos that you have to do personally. Mitzvos shebegufo. O mitzvos kimo hashka sota va'arifa shtei aglos v'tarish ne mitzara and shu b'kohen to lo shayach b'zeh shliach shahakohen ha'ose hu ha'makayim ha'mitzvah. Basically, mitzvos that the mice is the focus. It's a mitzvah shebegufo, and the focus is the action, not the result. And not only not the result, but it's not a mitzvah that's transferable to a shliach. The kohen has to do it himself, right, by sota and by mitzora. Avo trumas and maestros. I can make a shliach to do trumas and maestros. That's actually the makar in Maseches Kiddushin. For shlichus, right? You know it by Kiddushin, you know it by hafrashas truma. So if you could do it through a shliach, that already shows that the act is not the key. Maybe it's the result. So he could get at it. The Bailim doesn't have to do the mitzvah. Doesn't have to do the mitzvah. He could just make a shliach do it. So in that case, ein bazeh mitzvahs chavilos. Kiva shenitna Torah lo reshus lefroka chavil al acher. The Torah already gives you the chance, allows you to throw this bundle on somebody else. So it's not called two bundles when you do it, because you don't even have to do this. So you have to do it at the same time. That's okay. Sheinu mitzuva klal bazeh v'lachein matzanu, and that's why we have in kiddushin you could be married five women at once. Remember those gemaras? Matzinu the mekadesh l'chamisha nashim ka'achas. Avagav the gamzeh mitzvah kimi diyocholasos al yidei shliach. Pukhazi says anything you can do through a shliach is a reflection that it's a certain type of mitzvah that the Torah doesn't care if you throw off that bundle, so to speak, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem of enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That is the Ar Sameach. If you look in the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim, he quotes Maishna v'ula yesh l'chilek hecha dekol achas mitzvah bifnei atzma ve'eno b'mitzvah achas shtei pa'amim ke'echad, where each one is its own mitzvah. Oshani hai de negraros zubazu. Ditzrichi lemeve luhu. Right, these mitzvahs are connected to each other. Right, they're all hafrasha. They're all hafrasha. Trumas and maishas and chal, yeah. But says the L'chaim Yishalayim, maybe these mitzvahs are different. They're negraros, they're connected. You can't, right? You can't do Trumas Maaser without doing Maaser Rishon. They're all connected to each other. So maybe the Ar Sameach gives a more klali type of approach. But if you look in the L'chaim Yerushalayim, he gives a more prati approach, or specific, that these mitzvahs are connected to each other, and maybe that's why it is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But next time we start with how many brachas do you make on this? And we'll talk about an important Rashi in Maseches Sukkah and other related issues. Okay, we'll stop here.